This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pirates are 12-26 after losing to the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. They've been swept in consecutive series. They've lost seven games in a row. I've got a mountain of statistics here.
Oh, boy.
Bear with me, folks.
Oh,
but
boy.
Here's how bad this is. I saw this from Pony. Year one of the rebuild, 2020, the COVID year, they started out 12-26. It's year six, they're 12-26. And Pony said they haven't made any progress. I would argue it's much worse. You've got O'Neill Cruz, who's a top 20 OPS guy in all of Major League Baseball. You've got Paul Skeens, who's starting for you every fifth day, and you're still 12-26. That tells you how little talent there is elsewhere on the roster. Mm. You're in a worse place. The Pirates are seven games back, Dorn, of fourth place. Not of first. No, of fourth place. They are seven games clear in the cellar right now. They've lost seven in a row. They've lost 9 of 11. They've scored just 5 runs in their last 5 games. They've been shut out a league-leading 7 times. The all-time record is 33. We'll be seeing if they're on pace for that. And here's one more. This from Charles Borges, our esteemed part-time producer around here. Wonderful man who recently got engaged. Congratulations to you, Charles Borges. Derek Shelton is in sole place of 214th out of 216 managers in winning percentage in the history of baseball. For managers who have been on the bench for at least 700 games. So among all managers who have managed 700 or more games, he is 214th in winning percentage. His winning percentage is .410. They lose 60% of the games managed by this guy. They're off today. I think there is some reason to believe, at least I've been told, something could happen. Today would make some sense.
Make the most sense.
And then I'm guessing Don Kelly would be the interim manager. I haven't been told that this is definitely going down today, but I've been told that there is reason to believe it could be going down in the next few days, and today would make the most sense, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. And it's needed at this point. And as we've been saying for a while now, it's not like it's going to fix anything. So I don't, you know, we're not expecting like some drastic changes within the playing of the Pirates, but it a new voice, new perception of the Pirates that can take you to the end of this year.
It would at least show that you're not on autopilot as an organization,
yes,
that you are paying attention to the on-field results. And hey, you let Don Kelly go the rest of the season. I'll be very clear on this. Like Don Kelly, have heard nothing but great things about the man. People in baseball think that this guy's going to be a successful manager. If he comes in and they do exactly the same thing, you cut bait at the end of the year. You just have to.
Yeah.
If he comes in and the Pirates are markedly better, then he can be one of the candidates.
Yeah.
But he can't just be the guy. This needs to be a prove-it thing. And hey, it's not a good roster. I think Ben Cherington is more the culprit in any of this than Derek Shelton is. And so the same bag of groceries that has been handed to Derek Shelton is what will be handed to Don Kelly if they move on from Shelton and he's the interim manager. Totally understand that. But you need to win more than Shelton did for me to even consider you as the guy.
There's no doubt. But what do you do, and when's the timing for Cherington?
I would do it all at the same time.
So you would do that? So simultaneously?
Yeah,
today?
Do it simultaneously.
If it was today, you would expect them to do both?
I would expect them only to do Shelton today, but if it were me running the ship, yeah. I would do both, yeah.
So if you expect them to just do Shelton, let's say today, hypothetically, when do you think the next domino will fall for Charrington? Like, you've been talking about you don't want to see him oversee the draft. When is the draft? It's like
June something or other.
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah.
Would it be within the next month?
I think they would do it after the draft.
So after the season, then? Or trade...
I mean,
then you have to get a trade debt. Like, I don't... You might as well just do it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
You should do it now because I don't want this regime making the next draft picks, and I don't want them handling the trade deadline.
Right.
They haven't made any good trades. That's not fair. They did the Oviedo trade, and they got Joey Bart in here. There's two. I think he's made 40-some-odd trades. I'd give two A-grades. Two. And really, even Oviedo, while it was a good player, he hasn't pitched since his first year in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's not their fault, right. But... Yeah, I'd get rid of both of them, and I would do it today, and I take no joy in saying that, but we just read you all the statistics. I mean, it's inarguable. This isn't an emotion-based argument. This is a fact-based argument. Yep. 7 games back of fourth place, 12-26 in year 6, just like they were in year 1. 7 out of 9, 11, 7 in a row they've lost, 9 of 11, 5 runs in 5 games, shutout 7 times. What are we waiting for here?
Right.
Come on now.